Welcome to Mimiki TV. Get ready to break through barriers, fuel your faith, pursue your purpose, and market your message so you can impact the marketplace for God. Feeling stuck? Discover how to get unstuck and break free from limiting beliefs that are holding you back from God's plan for your life. Come join me for a free training called Mindset Matters on Sunday, April 18th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Here's exactly what we're going to cover: how to recognize the limiting beliefs holding you back, how to align your thinking with God's plan for your life, and how to take action towards breaking free and finding your freedom. Make sure to go to mimikakuni.com/webinar and register today. Welcome to Mimika TV. I'm your host, Mimika Kuni. Today, I have a special guest that I have had the privilege of meeting and hugging in person. I'm so excited to introduce my newfound friend, Ugana Ukwu, with you today. Now, her and I were part of the 3W Women Summit, which is all about women and wholeness, which is, you know, totally my jam. And I just was so excited about her story and what she has to offer. I know you guys needed to learn about her too. So let me tell you a little bit about her. Ugana Ukwu's ministry is to serve others by providing accountability towards unveiling their best selves through Christian health coaching and psychological services. As a registered nurse, certified health coach, and group and personal fitness coach, she works with clients to build that bridge towards transformation as they gain revelation to truly attain their goals. She has worked with clients for 15 plus years to attain wholeness and healthy life outcomes. As a coach and cheerleader, she assures her clients they are no longer alone with their struggles and helps them achieve sustainable goals towards spiritual, emotional, and physical well-being so they can experience breakthrough. So welcome, Ugana. So excited to have you in my neck of the woods.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here.
Well, it's so fun. As I said, we had a really fabulous time where we got to meet in person and got to chat and we actually interviewed together. We were playing hosts for the summit, which was so fun. And that's always my favorite. As you can tell, I love to talk, obviously. So this is so fun to actually dive a little deeper, because I want the audience to know about you and your story and what it is you do, because you offer some life-changing resources that I know many of you listening and watching need to hear today. But before we get into all those great resources, tell our audience a little bit about you and your backstory.
Okay. Well, you know, I am a recovering perfectionist. And when I was younger, you know, I went to an Ivy League school and I knew I was called to help and serve people, but I put all of my pride and focus in getting all my credentials and all my training. But when I started college, I started having some health conditions and I struggled and I tried to put my best foot forward, but I ended up having to leave my Ivy League university and go to my public state school. And, you know, I was so disappointed. I was disillusioned. For the first time in my life, me putting my best foot forward didn't produce the results that I wanted. And so I kind of had to go through this this process of relearning what is life about, what is it for, what's the point if you can't reach your goals after putting your best foot forward. But in that process, I came into a dynamic, life-saving relationship with Jesus Christ. And in that, he has taught me that it's not about my dreams and my goals. I mean, even if they're noble, even if they're to help and serve people, he taught me that it's all about him, that he died and he rose again to give me a goal of his high calling in him. And through that, I've learned how to empty myself so I can be a vessel for his glory and his purpose. And in that, little by little, he has brought redemption. He has brought purpose. He has brought calling. So here I am, doing so much more that I had planned to do in my strength and my accomplishments. And I have what is the most important thing, an intimate relationship with him as he's continuing to renew me. And I am decreasing so he can increase. And I get the joy of witnessing how people are able to also be decreased so they can increase in their purpose through him and through relationship with him, not just from them merely focusing on their goals and doing it their way and then coming against obstacles, you know, that shake us.
Definitely. So instead of Frank Sinatra as I did it my way, it's more like Jesus take the wheel.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, I tell you, I so identify with that, because also I gave up my membership to Control Freaks Anonymous, and you know, leaving that perfection club was the best thing I ever did, because yes. You know, it's so hard to, you realize there's limits to your strength and to what you can do, and then you had, like, I know my, I mentioned to you earlier, like, people know my story, I hit burnouts like severely where physically I couldn't get out of bed, and you realize what is going on, and it's almost like these things happen when we are pursuing the wrong thing, which is also what, you know, don't even get me started on a rant, because it's like, you know, self-help, right? We can't help ourselves. I think that's the biggest lies.
Yeah.
We just can't.
No.
So I love how you said, you know, it's about emptying ourselves, and especially for us, like, very motivated, ambitious go-getters. You know, we're all told that goals are so important to have in life. And if you don't reach goals and you have a standard, I know for us A-listers with the lists, we like to tick off our lists. And then if we don't actually achieve them, it's kind of this major disappointment in ourselves. And it's like, how do you rebuild that? I mean, it almost seems like that's my identity. So how do we, like, refix that? If we're speaking to someone who's maybe in that, or like figuring out, like realizing I can't run my own life. I'm running out of steam physically, emotionally, spiritually. What would you say would be some tips that you could help them work towards that, where they are relying more on God's strength?
Okay. All right. Well, the first and foremost thing is to surrender your life. Is to surrender your life and give it to Jesus. It seems so trite for some of us that have served the Lord, but God truly had a plan for mankind, was to send his perfect son, the only perfect being that lived a perfect life. And the way he responded to his perfection is he was obedient to his father to the point of death. And in his death, he took on all of our imperfections, all of our sin of pride and leaning on ourselves, but always falling short. He took that upon himself from his perfection. He died, rose on the third day, and he dismantled everything that has kept us from being our best selves. But through him, the secret, it is through him. So the first and foremost important thing is to give your life to Jesus, this one who loves you. And if you don't know him, I want you to pray with me. Jesus, I want to do well, but I keep falling short. And as I fall short, I fall into these cycles of condemnation and disappointment and inferiority. And the harder I work to do it, you know, to get there, the worse I fail. And then I'm tormented with just thoughts, you know, that keep me bound. But Jesus, I believe that you died for my sins. I believe that you died for my imperfection. And in your risenness, that I too can rise into who I'm meant to be. So I repent of my sin of pride and self-accomplishment, and I believe that you died and rose for me, and I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. I accept you as my ultimate spiritual coach and my guide and my boss and my CEO. And as I surrender to you every single day, I take joy and pride and hope that my life will be what it was meant to be, not only in this life, but the life to come, in Jesus' mighty name. So that's the first purpose.
Amen to that, right? If you haven't heard that, that's just buying the ticket to the game, honey.
Yes.
So now that we have access, we want to live a full life, right? We actually want to play in the game, or maybe even become coaches in the game. So this is what's exciting, is there's always growth, right?
Yes.
So we've got that step. Now, I know surrender, I want to just pause there for a moment, because I know surrender, especially for us control freaks, it's like, hey, no, I'm not giving you control. Like, what are you, I got this. And believe me, I'm the one who's been the worst backseat driver ever, because I'm like, okay, God, are you sure? Like, you're saying we should do this, but I see the GPS says there's a detour here. But maybe, you know, if you see, you know, it's hard, right, to give up that control. Some of us find it a lot harder than others. So What would you say, you know, in order to get to that surrender, when you are so used to being self-reliant, would you say there are some sort of actionable things they need to take in order to kind of step over the line if someone's really struggling with that?
Yes. Yeah. So the second part is you have to have supportive community. None of us are an island. No, we, you know, I feel that, you know, God has given us strengths, but we have limitations. You know, we have those blind spots, and it takes supportive community to be around us, you know, to guide us, to support accountability, to support love and support as we are learning how to become our best selves, as, you know, and I believe it's through interaction with other people that our purpose even comes to the surface. You know, we learn how to love, we continue to get those rubs, you know, where we're still selfish and we still need to grow. And then, and our purpose comes in the context of community, not only for ourselves, but the people that we're ultimately called to serve. And so, you know, I'm part of a coaching program called Hearts Returning Home, where it's focused on women that are dealing with some just, you know, hurts from their past, you know, dynamics in their current relationships that reveal that there's some internal struggles that still need to be resolved. And then women that are looking for purpose. So we go through this discipleship program of faith plus psychology, and through community, through group coaching, through weekly Bible studies, you know, we provide a context of community for our women, you know, and for everybody else. It's so important to be anchored in a body of Christ that's Bible believing, that speaks from the Word of God, where there's healthy leadership and nurturing and fellowship. And that also provides context for you discovering not only your purpose, but your spiritual gifts. You know, it is from God's ultimate plan in His body of Christ, where we learn our gifts and then our calling. Some of us are called to the marketplace. I'm called to the marketplace. You know, I'm a nurse. I'm called to the medical field. But I first received my confirmation as a daughter of God, what it's ultimately about. And in my gifting and skill set, He has led me to go into nursing, and now I'm going to become a nurse practitioner. So from your ultimate spiritual call, you find out what your call to the world is. And if it's in the marketplace, it is so important to have that community, you know, of mentorship and spiritual community, so that you kind of know what your lane is and you stay in that lane and you don't get into these places of detours and ultimately burn out because you're trying to do it all yourself.
Exactly. Burnout ain't a pretty picture, believe me. Trying to start, like, and you're like, oh my gosh. And you really realize, like, and the what I find amazing is that God always gives us some warning signs. You know, like when you're on the highway and you're going too fast, and the speed limit's like, hey, you're going a little fast. Like, you should kind of like slow down a bit. Some of us who don't want to pay attention, just put our pedal to the metal and just keep going. And then eventually what happens is you have a danger of a crash, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we don't want to have that. We want to be able to enable us to be open and, you know, have our eyes and ears open so that we can see things and know, you know, preempt these and also just prevent them in the first place,
yeah.
Which is what's great about, I love what about the course is, you know, the Hearts Returning Home. And it's so true. Like, I was listening to a book by one of my favorite psychologists, Dr. Caroline Leaf, also mm-hmm. South African. She's done major mm-hmm. brain scans and tests, and it's all about, you know, we can have these grandiose ideas of wanting to grow and have goals, but without empowerment and without accountability, mm-hmm. that's why we need coaches. Like, I'm a figure skater and I have a coach every Tuesday. Oh, she's wow. like, see you on Tuesday. And I'm like, oh, as if I really feel like getting out of bed. And I'm like, okay, but I've decided I want to grow in this area, and having that accountability and having somebody who can like call you out in your nonsense and say, I thought you said you were going to do this. Why haven't you done this? Or listen, you're doing better than you actually think you are. You don't have to be so hard on yourself, which I think is important for us recovering perfectionists, right?
It is, definitely, definitely.
So, Ogonu, what would be another step you'd say? So we've got, you know, obviously surrender to Jesus, and we've got finding community and support. What would be another tip that you could offer?
Okay. So if you are starting to sense what your purpose is, it is important to get that targeted coaching. You know, like Mimika was saying, you know, she has this love for figure skating, you know, but she decided to humble herself and get a figure skating coach. It's important to find experts in the area that you feel that you're being called to. And for example, you know, I'm also a health coach and I deal with people that, you know, they're like, oh gosh, I've got these health conditions that are hindering me from being my best self. And I know what I need to do, but I just don't have the motivation to do it. Or if I do try to do it, I don't do it consistently enough to get the results I need. So I have clients that have come to me asking for accountability in some of their issues. Some people are trying to lose weight. Some people have chronic conditions like diabetes or hypertension or asthma, or even some psychological conditions that affect their motivation and their ability just to thrive in their spheres of influence. So getting specific coaching, finding a mentor. If you have a professional marketplace bent, you want to find mentors that have been there, that have done that. You know, the Bible says that there is nothing new under the sun. And then the word also says that we overcome by the power of our testimony. So it's important to get under the covering of those that have already done it, that have already made mistakes. So they've learned from those mistakes, that have gained training and targeted credentialing in, you know, becoming experts in their field. It's important to humble yourself and get some direct interaction and mentorship and coaching from these individuals. It's almost like you have a tool. You know, it's blunt. It's not quite what it needs to be, but you need that specific targeted coaching and mentorship and discipleship to sharpen that tool so it becomes more precise for its purpose.
Definitely. I love that. Sharpen the tool, right? Because you can end up extending a lot of energy using a tool that's not sharpened and it's blunt. Yes. And actually it's like, you know, getting a carving knife, you know how awesome it is when it's so sharp, you're like, oh, this is so satisfying. So I love that. Totally, you know, having it targeted. And I think especially for us, those leader types, and I know I'm the first one to admit that sometimes we don't want to admit we need help.
Yeah,
we kind of, everyone's expecting us to perform at a certain level, or there's expectations of us. Like even me and my professional, it's a personal development coach, I'm pouring into other people that sometimes it's hard for me to say, hey, I'm kind of needing help, and be able to say it's okay to take time out to regroup. Mm-hmm. Because one of the lovely speakers at the summit, also, I think it was Dr. E, who said, you know, God wants us to be a conductor, not a container, because you're like a container, right? You get empty.
Yeah.
And then you have to, then you burn yourself out, then you got to revamp yourself up. Where if we can figure out how to get, you know, ourselves as a vessel, I think that's awesome. Now you've got some things that you can talk directly about this, because you talk about, you know, being clay in the potter's hands, and for us control freaks, it's a little uncomfortable. So talk us through that and what that means. Like, how do we become a vessel to allow God to use us, where we can get it out of our own way?
Mm-hmm. So I think it is so important. It's so important to let go of this fallacy that your identity comes from what you do. The truth of the matter is your identity comes from who you are in Christ, period. The word says that all things are from him, to him, and through him. And it's only from, you know, from him being, you know, our first runner, you know, our big brother, that we gain our identity. And it's identity that's gained from relationship. It's from relationship. It's relationship from Jesus as Lord. It's relationship as him being our Savior. We can't save ourselves. It's relationship with our Heavenly Father. And he's the King. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And from that relationship, you know, we have royalty. We have authority. You know, we are loved. And it doesn't matter what we do or don't do, or how well we do it, or ways we need to grow in some kind of performance. Our relationship is firm. And what relationship and love does, it stills us. It makes us still. It humbles us when we realize we can't do it all. It makes us grateful when we realize there was one who did it all. And it's through love that he keeps us. You know, Jesus already performed for us. He's the performer. We don't have to perform. He wants us to relate. And it's from there, then we can be still. Then we can be vessels, that we can submit to the molding that comes. And love grounds us. You know, love grounds us. And then when we start to see the fruit that comes from being a yielded vessel, it makes us love him even more. You know, it creates a stronger trust in the process, because sometimes it's painful. You know, it's painful to hear no, to hear not yet, to hear yes, but I'm calling you higher, to hear this is good, but I need to prune it for it to be better. Sometimes it's painful, but our heavenly Father, he protects, he loves, he nurtures, he supports, he encourages. And through submission and humility and being yielded, there's so much more fruit that we can bear unto his glory. And even, you know, us unveiling our best selves through him.
It's kind of like it takes the pressure off.
And it really does.
It's like, I don't have to do this anymore. What a relief. Like, hello, it's not up to me to be the most perfect. Like, yes. It's what you see, it's WYSIWYG. What you see is what you get. And God's like, I already knew that. Well, like, yeah. Stop trying so hard. And I know that my mom would be like, She'd be like nodding her head and like, I told you.
Yes.
Stop trying so hard. Because, and I think, wouldn't you say, like, if we had to go a little deeper, like, we know this is what we need to do. But for many of us who have blocks, that just seems to, we keep going around the mountain, keep going around the mountain. What would you say about the whole idea of roots? Because I'm a big thing, like, I love what you said about being pruning things, because I believe God is the ultimate gardener. And sometimes we have twisted vines that need to be pruned. Sometimes we have growth in the wrong area that could be depleting the rest of our growth area. And yeah, it's painful when things get cut off. What would you say in terms of understanding that maybe there are some root causes? Like, an example, in my issues, I had a root of rejection because I had gone through that as a child, got severely bullied. And of course, you know, one day I made a promise to myself that I'm never going to let anybody hurt me like that again. And then of course that creates the walls and then the performance. So what would you speak to for those who maybe don't understand that there actually could be a root cause that needs to be dealt with?
Yes, yes, yes. You know, so the word says that we are to let go of the sin that so easily entangles us. They're entanglements. You know, one of the things that I like to do as a hobby is I garden. You know, I've started getting some seedlings ready. So after the risk of frost leaves, you know, I'm going to be able to put my seeds in the ground. But a huge part of gardening is weeding. And what weeds do, they choke all the nutrients. They have their own purpose, their own motive, which is just to grab all they can and go rogue. And, you know, and I was even pulling weeds just the other day. And I can pull the stems off, but if that root is still there, the plant's going to come back. So when I weed, I grab it from the root, and then it is gone. And it's the same thing with us. You know, Jesus liked to use a lot of parables about farming. You know, the word says you can tell a tree by its fruit. And if you are noticing fruit of burnout, if you are noticing fruit of falling short, if you are noticing fruit of defensiveness and relational patterns that, you know, that cause division and friction and hurt, there is some kind of root there. And so, you know, sometimes you need to deal with that root through a therapist or a counselor. If there's some psychological underpinnings that there needs to be some repair. Sometimes that there can be a root again of rejection. And that comes with spending time in nurturing community and finding belonging with like-minded individuals. Sometimes it's a root of it's a root that's, you know, that attacks our very identity in Christ. So that comes from spending quiet time with him, reading his word. You know, his word is, you know, it's a incorruptible seed. And when you plant it, it has 30, 60, 100-fold return. And so getting that seed of the word in there, and, you know, it not only provides seed, but it's also a mirror. And, you know, it's a mirror over who we are. And sometimes we'll be like, whoa, whoa, whoa. When I read this word, I realize there's some fruit that's not of God. So let's go down and trace that root and pull it out. And that's sanctification process, you know, so that's really, really important. You know, for example, you know, in our Hearts Returning Home course, we know that there's roots from our childhood, like you were saying, Mamika, you know, where you make those resolves and you have those resentments that lead to these relational patterns. We know that there are there's soul issues, there's traumas, you know, there's lies that get embedded in us that we're not good enough, or, you know, we have to perform, or, you know, the enemy just keeps pointing at these different things that make us feel inferior. So instead of leaning on God, we lean on these coping mechanisms, bad habits, you know, that constantly leave us disappointed, you know. So we do a course where we start to just tease out, you know, what are those things from your childhood, you know, that we need to invite God in to heal that, repair, to deal with that trauma. You know, what are some of those habits that you realize that don't serve you, so we can continue to trace it down to the root, and then we can yield it to God to bring healing. You know, so all of these things are so, so important, but it takes being in the Word, let it be a mirror, you know, let it get some of that incorruptible seed, identify that fruit that you do not want, to trace down the root, and getting into important nurturing community that can help you learn how to dig it out and to help you create boundaries. So those weeds don't come back. Boundaries are so, so important. And boundaries show where you end and where everything else begins. And if we have ruptures in our boundaries, then those seeds can kind of creep in, you know, and it's only after we see the bad fruit, we realize, oh, I didn't have a boundary there. I didn't have my nose. I didn't have my moral line. I don't go beyond this. You know, I didn't have, you know, a sense of self enough to let myself get trampled by other people's demands and temptations and all those things, you know, that allow those bad roots to settle and to start to choke out the purposes that God has for us.
Definitely. And it's a great analogy. And if you just think about it, because just like any gardening, you know, there's seasons, right? God doesn't expect us to be healed overnight. It's a process. Just like we have spring, summer, autumn, fall, we have to go through. And even I've realized, at first I was like, oh my gosh, get me out of here. Winter season seems dry. There's nothing growing. It's just nasty. It's cold. But there's beauty in every season. And I've learned to embrace the seasons. Like what might be for now, you know, you won't need to take with you to the next season. And also what was in the past is not serving you, needs to allow that to die in order to move yourself. Just like now we're having in the Northern Hemisphere, I've started to notice the spring buds in the last week. Yes. So all of a sudden that's a little bit of sunshine and a little bit of rain. And all of a sudden they're like having a happy dance. And I was like, yeah, but we had to have that process, right? We had to go through the winter. So now that can be strengthened. So I just love the analogy of God being a gardener, just like with you, Ghana, and your gardening. It's so awesome. And I just think the resources are so great. Well, if we had to round it up in one takeaway tip, what could you leave our audience with that they could do today to help them?
Okay. So, you know, the word says, write a vision and make it plain so people can run with it and not grow weary. Instead of trying to micromanage your life and set yourself up to fail, what vision do you have? You know, it may be vague right now, but what vision do you have? Like in my bedroom, I have a map of the world, you know, so when I lay down, I can look at the world, you know, because I feel called to serve the world, you know, and then I have a vision board. I have, prophetic words I've received from people. I have cutouts from magazines that represent, you know, what I like to do, coaching, serving children, you know, singing, dancing, writing, inspiring. I have a vision board. And so I have these things before me, you know, and then in that, you know, I yield the process to God, because I already know me trying to do it in my own strength has not produced very much fruit. But me yielding the process closest to God, but having a vision before me, you know, allows me to not get discouraged by the process, by the wait, by the winter seasons, like you said. But you need to have that vision in front of you. So if you get led astray or temptations come or weeds come, then you, you know, wait a second, I'm veering from my vision. Let me get back. Let me get centered in Christ again. And then that can help you go forward.
I love that vision board, you know, whether it's a list or a vision board, that's a super great, because again, we know what you write down, you commit to, because when it's in your head, it just, you know, goes through one ear and out the other. So I love that idea of making, and for me, like journaling is super important. Like I've journaled since I was a kid, be able to write down your thoughts to process things, actually putting it to paper, you know, is a really effective tool. Mm-hmm. Well, before we wrap up, can you pray for our audience? I'm sure they'd love to have some activation from your lovely words, because you've got such a soothing voice. I love it.
Okay. All right. Okay. So I just want to say, it is not by coincidence that you are watching this podcast. Okay. I can pretty much bet that there was some kind of discouragement, you know, that's been percolating in your mind, even when you turn this on. Okay. So I'm just going to pray now. Father God, we thank you that you make all things new. You make all things new. So now, Father God, I am taking my collective faith, Lord God, and I'm partnering with everybody that's watching, and we're going to lay these disappointments at your feet. We're going to lay them at your feet now. And Father, we're going to surrender them to you. God, we repent of trying to fix things in our own strength. So all of these burdens and disappointments, we are casting them at your feet right now. Now, Jesus, I know that you see all these disappointments. You see all these disappointments. And you say, Lord, you promise us if we come to you and if we're weary, that you will give us rest for our souls. So now, God, as my sisters and my brothers around the world are casting down their disappointments and their hurts and their burdens, Father God, I speak rest to their souls in the name of Jesus. God, I speak to their minds, and I pray that the mind of Christ will rule and reign, and you will empower them to take every thought captive that that is against the obedience of Christ, that tries to rule its ugly head against the lordship of Christ. And I thank you, God, for giving us ability to focus and keep our minds stayed on you, so we can be kept in perfect peace. Now, Father, I thank you, Lord, that your word says that you, the righteous, you guide the righteous, Lord God, that the steps of the righteous are ordered by you, Father God. And I thank you now, Holy Spirit, for bringing an ordering to steps in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I'm asking you now that you even illuminate, God, those things that are not of you, God, that you reveal the good, the perfect, and the acceptable, Lord God. But may we not settle for the good, Lord God, and the acceptable. May we set up, Lord God, for the excellent, Lord God, for what you ultimately want for us now. God, I pray now, God, I break, Lord God, now every demonic distraction in the name of Jesus. I break off, Lord God, any fruit that is not of you. God, I break off, Lord God, any temptation, Lord God, that is leading my sisters and brothers astray. Father God, and I pray now, God, for the incorruptible seed to come into the garden of their souls in the name of Jesus, Lord God, as you strip away all those weeds, all those entanglements, Lord God, all those seeds that get in the way, Father God, of your perfect purpose in us, Lord God. And now I speak to your authority in the name of Jesus. Rise up, daughters and brothers and sisters and sons of the Holy Most God. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords, and you are his children. So you are royal. So rise up into your royalty. Sit in your heavenly place and look down upon the things that try to choke out the hope and the purpose that he has for you, and speak those things in faith that you believe that he is calling forth in your life, and watch them come to pass. We're no longer going to beg. We're no longer going to plead. We're no longer going to work in our own strength, but we will be still and know that he is God and speak forth his word by faith in his name and watch things come to pass. So thank you, Jesus, for surrounding my brothers and sisters now with love that casts out all fear and hope, hope that anchors in this process that sometimes can be confusing and frustrating, Lord God, but I thank you for hope that anchors our souls. And God, we will surrender to your Lordship and watch you move and watch you get all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen to that. I receive it. If you're listening and watching, you can receive it too, wherever you're driving, in the carpool or doing the dishes or on the treadmill. You know, you can take this at any time that you're listening or hearing this, and you can, you know, agree with Ogana and say, this is, yes, this is me. I want to be able to break free because God's word is true and the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So I'm so appreciate that. So let our audience know, Ogana, what's the best way they can get in touch with you? Where should they go to find you online?
Okay, so I am the lead coach for Hearts Returning Home. We're www.heartsreturninghome.com. We start our new courses quarterly. So I want you can go ahead and check our website to see when our course opens up. And we also have a homeless women's tribe. If you go to drbarbaralowe.com, you can sign up for our homeless women's tribe where we have prayer and Bible study. And you can also go to turntogreenleaf.com, where I do some health coaching if you would like some one-on-one coaching for either any health conditions, any healthy habits you want to have in your life, or even if you want some Christian coaching.
That'll be great. As I said, we'll be putting all these links so you can connect with Ogana in the show notes. So whether you, whatever platform you're listening or watching on, click on the link that says show notes and we'll get you connected. So if you want to join the course or if you want to be able to get all those other resources, they are, we'll make them thoroughly available. Well, I'm going to say thank you so much, Ogana. It's been so fabulous. And for everybody listening, if you've enjoyed what we've had to say today, make sure to share it with your friends. I'm sure you know at least one person who needs to hear what we said today. Mm-hmm. And make sure to leave your comments below. I'd love to be able to hear any aha moments, any moments of inspiration, any prayer requests. Go below, scroll below the video that you're watching on, and especially on my blog, mamikakuni.com, you can connect with me there and you can add that info there. I'd love to connect with you. And then remember that if you want more free resources that I only share with my newsletter community, go to mamikakuni.com and we have a growth guide, 12 Secrets to Personal Growth, if you want to get that, as well as resources, to, free books, ebooks. My Mindset Makeover, How to Renew Your Mind and Walk in God's Authority is still a number one bestseller on Amazon. And you can get the ebook for free. So go there and you can, we're going to connect you. We are loading you up with goodies so you can be set and run for this new season in life. And it's going to be awesome. So thanks again, Ogana. I so appreciate it. Thanks for being with me.
My pleasure.
I look forward to seeing you again. We'll have to do coffee again. Like some get together.
definitely.
Well, thanks everyone. Take care. Feeling stuck? Discover how to get unstuck and break free from limiting beliefs that are holding you back from God's plan for your life. Come join me for a free training called Mindset Matters on Sunday, April 18th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Here's exactly what we're going to cover. How to recognize the limiting beliefs holding you back. How to align your thinking with God's plan for your life, and how to take action towards breaking free and finding your freedom. Make sure to go to mamikakuni.com/webinar and register today.